OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we move on from the NCF and our look at communities across America, our transition for this G-Block is going to take us across the Atlantic back to London, and we're sponsored by ScenicUSA.com.
If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, the five-star fleet of Scenic Cruises spaceships will welcome you with a trip of a lifetime. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. Every day is a new chapter as you indulge in adventures inaccessible to ordinary travelers.
River cruising in Europe with Scenic, folks, it's in a class of its own. With five unique dining venues where chefs prepare a vast selection of regionally inspired dishes, you'll have unlimited premium beverages available to you anytime. You can enjoy a morning soak in the Vitality Pool, be pampered by your own butler. And what we like is these are small ships with big spaces. Visit ScenicUSA.com to secure two-for-one fares plus $3,000 in savings. You can also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
3 weeks ago, many of you heard us broadcasting the show live from London at the Milestone Hotel and Residences. That's a Red Carnation property. And we also visited their newest location, 100 Princess Street, while in Edinburgh earlier this week. Ashford Castle in Ireland and the Old Government House in Guernsey are two other Red Carnation properties we've taken the show to in the past. We really appreciate the company and the level of hospitality they provide. Joining us now via Google Meet is their CEO and show friend, Jonathan Raggett.
Well, Jonathan, nice to see you here in studio with us today. It was certainly nice seeing you 3 weeks ago in person while we were in London. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary. Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Well, great to have you with us today. So earlier this week, while in Edinburgh, Mary and I, we spent some time at your newest property, 100 Princess Street. The very lovely Laura Jameson, the resident manager, gave us a personal tour of the property. We also got to enjoy some of that specialty tea blend with your food and beverage manager, Rory McKinnon. That property, Jonathan, it is in a league of its own in Edinburgh. I know the pandemic impacted renovations and delayed its opening, but now that you are open, share why you chose to open a location in Scotland and the fun city of Edinburgh.
Great. Well, we're super excited now to have a Red Carnation property in the heart of Edinburgh, a hotel that sits on Princess Street looking up to the castle. The opportunity came around that clearly so many of our leisure guests come to Europe, come to London, and then go off to Edinburgh. And we always thought if we could find the right property in Edinburgh, we would look to acquire it. And this property, Princess Street, was actually in need of some severe renovation. It really was in a poor state of health. So it was bought for a good price, pre-COVID, as we just said, and it certainly has delayed our opening. But having got through all of this now, we've really designed our 30 bedrooms, because it's a very small five-star boutique hotel with an exceptional bar, exceptional restaurant to go inside. And we believe it will be a fantastic match for our properties in London and elsewhere that Red Carnation Hotels have. Yeah,
league of its own.
Well, we agree. It's like walking into someone's well-appointed home. It's absolutely stunning. And it's really, to me, it was like an oasis, just having tea there with the view off that busy, bustling street of Princess Street. So congratulations on that property. So, you know, Jonathan, since Red Carnation doesn't operate hotels here in the U.S. currently, a number of our show fans may not be as familiar with the brand. So I want to point out you're part of the Travel Corporation. Few of these brands may be familiar to our listeners. They include Trafalgar, Contiki, Luxury Gold, Brenda Vacations, and others. So back to Red Carnation. And every time we stay at another property, we see it again and again and again, how everyone in the company just gets hospitality. And there's such a clear pride with all of the members, from the doormen to the housekeeping to the management and executive team, to work at such beautiful and prestigious properties. Talk with us about the level of training and education that you provide to your team and how the Tolman family has really influenced the minute details to the level of hospitality that you guys provide for your guests.
Thank you, Mary, for those kind words. And yes, we are family-owned, we're family-run. I've been in the company now for 25 years when we had three hotels, and now we've built up to 19. And what we do in the company is that the real cornerstone of our business is to train, to develop our people, to give them confidence in the job, and to give everybody an opportunity to get as far up the ladder as they want to within our business. And over those years that I've now been within the company, we have so many people that have started in X position, and with the right training, the right development, now holds management positions, senior management positions. And I think the culture, the whole DNA of the family caring, investing in people, us continuing to develop people, therefore brings out a really strong personality of red carnation, and everyone literally eating and breathing it and wanting to do their best. And as I always say, I think we do offer genuine hospitality. We do care. We are kind. And I think behind all of it, you need a strong work ethic, which, of course, we all have too.
Yeah, you're also they're also personally connected to the guests and each other.
There's no question. And, Jonathan, you're an example of it yourself as well as in the position with the company of what you're talking about. So it's just not words. But, you know, I want to build on that personal connection sentiment that Mary brought up, because a stay at a Red Carnation property, it's more than just the on-property hospitality. And what I mean by that is, you know, your team helps create and curate these local experiences with various partners. You know, for example, there's the private performances with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, right? There's private talks at the British Museum. You know, I one of the things that I love when I saw on the list, can learn to make traditional Irish soda bread on a sheep farm in the west of Ireland. So, you know, we've worked with Hilton for a number of years. You're not going to find that at their properties. You're not going to find it at a Marriott or a Hyatt or a Wyndham or others. You're never going to compete with those brand or those companies with budget size or scale, but you can compete on service and outpace them. So do you consider that what makes Red Carnation different?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, Robert. I think, you know, really caring about each and every guest that comes. We want to exceed expectations. We want people going away, A, wanting to come back themselves and telling their friends, their family, you should go and stay at a Red Carnation hotel. And, of course, if somebody likes something, they talk about it, that helps. And then just to go back to your earlier point, is that we believe now people are booking experiences. People are booking what they can do in our locations. They expect a five-star bedroom to have a comfortable bed and lovely toiletries, etc. That's the norm. It's reason to come. Why go to a Red Carnation hotel? And we've also got these make travel matter experiences. And with that, you come to one of our locations and you can help the community. You can get involved and see what's happening, so you get that full experience. So, and one very quick experience perhaps I can give here in London, because we did one yesterday, is our chefs take you to Borough Market. This is really good for families and children. Borough Market is where the foods, the vegetables, fruits, etc. are brought in by the farmers and they sell it. And we get children going with their parents, and some people don't know where carrots come from. They think they come from supermarkets, and to learn actually the fields and how their process comes through. So they go with the chef, they learn about the produce, they buy the produce, so that's great for the farmers and themselves. They come back to the hotels, and then in the kitchen, they actually make it. So it's a kind of 360, it helps. And I think a lot of people now, when they're going to holiday, looking to vacation, are also looking for a little bit of education, a little bit giving back in some cases.
Yeah, they don't want the cookie cutter experience. Right. We agree with that.
Jonathan, you currently have 19 hotels in the portfolio. You have three properties in South Africa, location in Botswana. You're in Geneva, Switzerland. I'm really curious to hear, are you looking to expand or are you focused on other things right now?
So, Mary, I think personally, I'd be very. I'm not the stakeholders, so I work on behalf of the stakeholders. But I get my way. My choice would now is to protect and to give back to each and every one of our Red Carnation hotels we have, rather than spend the monies we make on a new hotel. I think our strategy, very much now, over the next few years, is to reinvest and make sure each and every bedroom, restaurant, bar is as perfect as it can be. And, of course, that's only half of it. You've got to make sure the plant is right. You've got to make sure your boilers, your air conditionings are right. And they're very good, but I want to make them 100% great. And I think all hoteliers during COVID actually slipped a little bit on something like that. Over the next year or two, I want to make that as robust as I possibly can. But I won't say never, but I think for the next year or two, that's very much the way we'll go.
Well, and that's how you'll keep your high level of service high as well.
Yeah. And there's something in that, Mary, that I know people now. It's small enough that I know enough people. And you're right, getting too big, I'd lose a bit of that.
Yeah.
So 30-second answer on this, but do you feel, though, that the Red Carnation properties, the 19 in the portfolio at this point, do you feel you've rebounded successfully from the pandemic?
Yeah, last year we had our most successful year ever. But I think in this business, Robert, Mary, we all know you're as good as your last day. You never, ever reach the summit. You've got to go out every day hungry, wanting to do better and be better than the competition. And as I always say to anybody, I'm brutally competitive and I always want to be the best I possibly can. And I'm the best I possibly can with the amazing teams that I work with.
Well, Jonathan, knowing you, we know what you just said. You are brutally competitive.
From that cycling ride a few years ago, too.
So, folks, he's not kidding about that. Well, Jonathan, listen, we really appreciate the time, you know, on this Saturday with you. Good conversation. Folks, you can find out more, redcarnationhotels.com. And again, the level of service you'll experience when you stay with them, it'll be excellent, I assure you. So enjoy the weekend, Jonathan.
Thank you very much indeed. Robert, Mary, thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, Mary, there goes Jonathan. I see the screen has just gone dark. Great property, folks, in Edinburgh that we experienced this week. As we said, a league of its own.
Totally. Totally different.
And we hope many of you listening out there will enjoy a Red Carnation property at some point. When you do, let us know. All right? As we pause for this bottom of the hour break, when your Robert and Mary World Travel Get-Together returns, Rudy will check in with today's Right Stuff. There are still three more segments coming your way. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.